Bills reported out of subcommittee, House Bill 5042, Representative Bates.
House Bill 5042, yes, we assume since you're carrying it, you will support it.
Well, you never know.
If you'd like to share what we've
got never done on that. House Bill 5042, Oregon Health and Science University Public Corporation. Chair. Was that enough of us here to do it?
Yes.
House Bill 5042 provides state support dollars to the Oregon Health and Science University Public Corporation. These funds support OHSU's academic programs, its clinical services, and the Oregon Opportunity Project. The university's $500 million expansion of its health science and biotechnology research programs. The bill authorizes $211.4 million of state funds for OHSU. This total includes $84.4 million of general fund, a reduction of $9.3 million from the level of the governor originally proposed. The remainder of the funds are bond proceeds and tobacco settlement funds for support of the Oregon Opportunity Program. The budget approves the transfer of $106.3 million of general obligation bond proceeds for the Oregon Opportunity. The second committee approves changes in the structure of the bond sale. These changes do not reduce the amount of proceeds to OHSU, but do eliminate the need to spend tobacco settlement funds for debt service on new bonds this biennium, thereby freeing up over $10.8 million to address the state's budget shortfall. Beginning in 05-07, however, the debt service of the new bond issue will equal approximately $18.7 million and will be paid each biennium from the tobacco settlement funds. The budget is expected to produce certain outcomes which are identified in the budget report. These include no reductions and indeed some expansions in the number of students enrolled in the professional nursing, medical, and dental programs, and continuation of the services of the Oregon Poison Center. The Poison Center will receive an additional $1.4 million in Senate Bill 5513. Your Education Subcommittee recommends that House Bill 5042 be amended by the -3 amendments and be reported out due pass as amended. Mr. Chair, I'd also like to note that the nursing program at OHSU, the staff there, has elected to double the program this year by enrolling a second class at no extra cost to the state themselves, but by building up the classes by double teaching, basically. We plan to do that this year, and they will carry that through a four-year program because those people are in four- and two-year programs. So essentially, they're going to double their output in nurses. They know they can't do it permanently, but on a short-term basis, they feel they can make the extra effort and get those nurses out for us.
Great.
I think you should be commended for doing that.
At OHSU, they are just team players.
Thank you. Well, there's some sarcasm down there. Somebody steps up,
is
does the right thing, and they get sarcasm.
The motion? Senator George?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would just like everyone to read the numbers and recognize this is another budget that has been greatly slashed. That's sarcastic. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yes. It was.
I'm sending you back that
line.
I can't imagine from you. Is there other discussion?
I've been burned.
If not, is there objection? Objection? Does anybody object? Have another one at lunch. Does anyone object to the motion? If not, the motion is agreed to. Senate Bill 5513, Representative Attridge.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 5513 is the allocation bill for the criminal fines and assessments account and the public safety fund. Revenues are collected from fines, assessments, and other financial penalties relating from felonies, misdemeanors, and non-parking-related violations. Total revenue estimates are $109.6 million for 01 or 0305. This bill distributes the revenue with $72.7 million designated for general fund and $36.9 million allocated to various programs through the public safety fund. The allocations from the public safety fund reflect the overall public safety agreement. These allocations include $13.7 million for DPSST, $1.3 million debt service for the new DPSST training facility, $15.6 million allocated to the Department of Justice for the criminal interest compensation account, child abuse multidisciplinary intervention, or the CAMI program, which serves all of our local communities. Another $2.9 million is directed to domestic violence, sexual assault victims through the Department of Human Services, $1.1 million for state police training, $400,000 Public Safety Memorial Fund, $350,000 for emergency medical services and trauma systems, $1.4 million for Oregon Poison Center. The bill also adjusts other fund limitations for the Department of Justice, Department of Human Services, and Oregon Poison Control Center to reflect the final allocations. Public Safety Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 5513 be amended and reported out due pass.
Thank you, Representative Patridge. Is there a discussion of the motion? Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none, the motion is agreed to. Representative Patrick, someone scribbled in this place where your signature was supposed to appear on this.
Deniability.
Other bills reported out of subcommittee. Senate Bill 421 relating to sentencing guidelines. Co-Chair Miller. Senate Bill 471 instructs the Criminal Justice Commission to elevate the crime seriousness level from 8 to 9 in the sentencing guidelines grid for criminally negligent homicide and manslaughter in the second degree. This increase applies when the crime is committed by a driver of a motor vehicle while driving under the influence of intoxicants. The change is expected to increase the length of prison sentences for a limited amount of offenders. The small fiscal impact estimated for the Department of Corrections of just under $12,000 for the 0305 biennium is expected to be covered within the agency's existing budget. The Public Safety Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 471 be reported out to pass. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none, the motion is agreed to. Senate Bill 474, Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 474 places statutory responsibility for the conduct of the biennial highway cost allocation study with the Department of Administrative Services. The Oregon Constitution requires that vehicle tax rates are appropriate to cover their share of maintenance and operation of highways. Prior to 1999, the cost allocation study was conducted by the Department of Transportation. Since 1999, it has been conducted by the Department of Administrative Services and paid for by the Oregon Department of Transportation. SB 474 puts the current practice in statute. The bill was referred from the Senate Committee on Transportation and Economic Development, which passed it out without objection. The budgets of the Department of Administrative Services and Transportation place funding with the next study in the Department of Administrative Services, so no budgetary adjustments are necessary. The General Government Subcommittee recommends your approval.
Thank you, Senator Devlin. Is there discussion of the recommendation? Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none, the recommendation is agreed to. House Bill 3659, Representative Patrick.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I'm carrying this for Representative Butler. House Bill 3659 is the statutory language necessary to implement House Joint Resolution 18, which would authorize the issuance of GO bonds to pay state PERS unfunded liability. In the event voters do not approve the use of these GO bonds, the bill authorizes use of borrowing arrangements to pay down the unfunded liability. Using the state's credit to pay down the unfunded liability, regardless of the type of borrowing, will result in substantial savings because of the significantly reduced employer contribution rates. Use of general obligation bonds would save the state more than other borrowing arrangements. Section 14 of the bill provides the Department of Administrative Services with the necessary expenditure limitation to issue the debt and make debt service payments. Savings from the reduced employer contribution rates will be used to pay the debt. The budget report reflects a higher amount of limitation that would be provided if the voters do not approve the issuance of GO bonds. If the voters approve the use of those bonds, the actual limitation provided will be $16 million less than shown in the budget report. Your General Government Subcommittee recommends House Bill 3659A be reported out to pass.
Is there discussion of the recommendation? Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none, the recommendation is approved. Other business, Department of State Police, Public Safety Subcommittee, Representative Patrick.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. The Public Safety Subcommittee recommends the Joint Legislative Committee on Ways and Means approve the retroactive submission of $5.1 million federal demonstration grant application to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security under the Emergency Preparedness and Response Interoperable Communications Equipment Grant Program. The grant is designed to address one of the major issues identified as a result of the events of September 11th, the inability of emergency response personnel to communicate directly with each other during emergencies. If awarded, the state would use the funds to purchase equipment to link the existing systems in 12 counties so direct communication between the counties is possible. These counties include the I-5 corridor between Washington and California borders and Columbia, Deschutes, Hood River, and Yamhill counties. The required match for the grant will be local investments in emergency communication systems. No state funds are committed at this time, but future costs may be required to maintain the equipment. The subcommittee discussed the needs to have active legislative participation in this project and other issues relating to interoperability. As part of the recommendation, the subcommittee instructed the agency to report on its planned use of these grant funds to the Joint Committee on Information Management Technology or the Emergency Board prior to the expenditure of any of the grant funds. In addition, the agency is instructed to report on the progress of the State Interoperability Executive Council and others in establishing standards and ensuring that local governments and others meet those standards in replacing or upgrading communication systems. The Public Safety Subcommittee recommends your approval of this grant.
Thank you, Representative Patrick. Is there discussion of the recommendation? Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none, the recommendation is approved. The Senator Devlin requests unanimous consent to be allowed to cast a vote on House Bill 5042. Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none. Representative or Senator Devlin, do you wish to be recorded?
Aye.
Wait a minute. Senator Devlin,
gotta get up early.
Known as an aye on House Bill 5042. Is there anything further to come before the full committee? If not, thank you for your attendance. We are.